B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But Nicole, shareth your life or your friend's life with us, please.
I know. I live vicariously through all of my friends, for better or for worse.
We all do. And Lorenz's friends in Florida,
yeah.
They're the best.
Yeah. So I have a friend who is dating and has actively been dating, but we have this like a pact to where she'll text me kind of like before the date, at the date, maybe middle of the date, towards the end of the date, you know, just as a little heads up.
But if she needs you, you're there for her.
Exactly. So she met this dude on Tinder. They had like good conversation through the app for, you know, like a couple of days. And finally, they decided to meet in person for a dinner, which already I was just kind of like, don't do dinner, like do drinks or something. But they got dinner.
Dinner's okay. A commitment.
Yeah. She got there, was blown away by like his looks.
Was
like off the get-go super attracted to him. Said he was better looking in person than in his pictures.
Wow.
Which is great because usually it's the other way around.
Right. That's a reverse catfish.
I know. And she hadn't, like, I hadn't seen her that excited, you know, for looking forward to a date. Well, then that was short-lived because within like 15 minutes he spilled not one waters, but both of their waters onto her.
Well, he's probably nervous. Yeah.
So my friend from like right under, like from right from her belly button to her knees is drenched in water.
How do you recover from that?
But he's hot.
You laugh.
Right. So she stayed because she was like, all right, well.
So let's put it in perspective, ladies. Ryan Gosling spills water on you and you're soaked.
You know what?
You don't go home.
I'll go take a shower. I'll take a shower in that soda.
If I was the guy, I'd have been so cheesy. I'd be like, sorry, you're so hot. I had to cool you down.
Oh, Roy Brown with the lines.
I know how to flirt.
So that was like the start of it. Then they had, you know, they had good conversation. She did say she wasn't like overly impressed with their like conversation. He didn't ask too much about her. Whereas, and she did say that he talked way too much about his job that she did not care about.
Well, so I grew, what would be his job? Like something really boring. I make metal that goes around your shoe, you know, where you put your shoelaces in. And there's 10 different types of metal. Aluminum, alloy, titanium.
You know, Nike's coming out with these new rivets in the circles, and it's totally blowing up the industry.
Oh, cool. Can
Excuse
I get
me.
Can I get a free pair of Jordans?
Sir, can I get another glass of champagne, please?
So she, with all this bad stuff, is there anything else bad that happened?
No, so that was just kind of it. Like, she was very attracted to him, and beforehand, they had great conversation. They got to the first date, they had okay conversation, and now she's just, now he's asking, because this happened over the weekend, so now he's asking for a follow-up, like wanting to see her again.
And that's good.
And she turned to you, and you're turning to us.
Yeah.
I like this.
And,
okay.
Because now she's like, what do I do? Do I go on a second date?
Yes.
Yes, because so many guys don't also follow up. Like, a lot of dudes are ghosters, and they're just horrible daters. So, yeah, for sure. I was my whole first date with Sterling was awful.
Yeah, but I'm also big on signs and dumping the water and then him having a boring job. You think the second date's going to be any better?
Yeah, I think he just might. Honestly, I think he might have just been nervous. And then, I mean, the water's a telltale sign. His hands weren't quite working with him.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call.
Did you have a terrible first date, but a kick-butt second date, and you would recommend it? Give us a shout now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Mani, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show, and we're discussing producer Nicole.
Yeah, so she had a friend that had an awful first date, but she's given the second date a go just to see what happens. And the guy was hot, and he was okay with the conversation, but it wasn't great. And he also spilled water on her. Now, Mani, you believe in signs, and maybe this is a bad sign that bad things to come. I think that it happens. My first real date was Sterling. I think I had a crappy day, and I took him to the nearest chain I could find, our first date, and I think I sat there and I complained the entire dinner about how awful my day was.
Oh. How soon after that date was our second date?
Pretty soon. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we've been talking for a while.
Right.
So maybe he just knew I was having a day.
Our phones are lined up with people, though, you guys, who went on a bad first date and actually had a good outcome after that.
Yeah, we got a text message from 704, said, not necessarily a bad date, but I was 2 hours late for our first date, and we still went out on a second date. We've been married now for 13 years.
Wow. Yeah, you know, there's Greg on the phone. His first date was awful. They've been together for 14 years. We'll hear his story and others coming up in 5 minutes.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Wrap-Up Podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got some people on hold, you guys. I want to get to these phones real quick, and then we'll get to Loren's Dirty on the 30. Producer Nicole's friend went on a... Well, the guy was hot, hotter than she thought on the first date. Things were going well, then he spilt water. And then she also said that his conversation was terrible.
Yeah.
But he asked for a second date. She turned to producer Nicole to say, what should I do? Producer Nicole put it in our laps, which I love.
Yeah.
And we're just taking calls, Loren, from people who had terrible first dates, but the second date turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Greg.
Oh, sorry. Yep, here he is.
Hey, Greg and Hickory, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you.
Greg, so tell us about your first date.
Okay, my first date was, I had to drive 60 miles. Well, not really. Yeah, about 60 to Statesville.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a Jeep with the top off. And number one, he didn't like riding in convertibles or anything like that. So
that's no fun.
Apparently, I should have put the top on, but I didn't. But I hear about it today.
so you're still together today?
Yes. We kind of mumbled through. I took him to eat, and we didn't really hit on any much cylinders. So you kind of know when it's time to try to get things over with.
So you would say to producer Nicole's friend, yes, take the second date. It's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
I mean, especially if he's hot. You know, maybe at least you can get out of it as maybe like a one-night stand or something.
You got Sonia and Davidson laughing at you, Roy.
Hi, Sonia. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the awful first date. Did it work out for you?
Oh, my goodness. It did. But it's actually pretty funny. I was living in New York City. And my best friend was on the second floor. I was on the fourth floor. And I'm heading out all dressed up for my date. And she's a bartender. She runs upstairs and she's like, you have to help me. I need a babysitter. So on my first date, I took her two-year-old son. And my gosh, when I showed up with a little beautiful baby boy, his mouth dropped.
Wait, it's not mine.
and then we took him to the park, and at the park, he was crying, stranger danger, and he ran from us. And then we took him out, and he had an accident. So this poor guy was just cleaning up this kid. He was exhausted by the time the date was over. Anyway, married 14 years, and we're driving my two daughters to school now.
That's
good
awesome.
For you guys. I love that story.
Sonia, advice to Nicole's friend. Definitely give the second date a shot.
I'll do it. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you. We can't get to Katie and Courtney, but same deal. First date with boyfriend ended up going bowling alley after boyfriend had a romantic night planned, but they ended up staying together. And then Courtney in Mooresville had a bad first date. She got bad sushi. She was very sick on the way home. Now they're married. So I guess my whole idea of a sign is out the window.
Yeah.
Like, I thought maybe if you had something happen on the first date that was negative, it's a sign.
You don't pick up on signs. You proposed to your wife, and then thunder and lightning occurred right after. You and son, just ignore them.
That is true.
Just ignore them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.